Hi, this is Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to take a look at model binding with a Microsoft MVC application. So we'll get started, create a little sample MVC application. And we'll go in here to new project, and we're going to create this one in Visual Basic. When you download sample source code, you'll get the C# version of this as well. Let me just give it a little name here called MVC VB. And let's just make sure it gets into the right folder for the sample source code. And we will not create a unit test for the purposes of this demo. So what we're going to do here in terms of model binding is we'll go over a little bit of the basic, what's called standard model binding. So in order to work with the model binder, what we need is a model. So we'll create add a little class in here and create a simple model for the purposes of this demo. And what we'll create is a customer. So we'll create this. So let's just add a few of those properties here to our class, and we'll add a first name as a string. Add last name. And let's do city and country. And that'll also be a string. And last country. Now this is just a simple model for the purposes of this demo. Likely in your real application you would have the model out potentially in its own assembly to separate it out. Maybe you're creating their models with the Entity Framework. But the end result of what we're going to do here in terms of model binding would essentially be the same. So the simple model will suffice. So now that we have our customer for our model, let's create a controller and a corresponding view to use that model. So we'll go in here and create a controller. Let's call it the customer controller. And we'll create a view as well. So we'll go down in here, we'll add a new folder, and we'll call it customer. And then we'll add a view inside that folder. So we'll go down, add new view, and we'll call it edit. Let's strongly type that based upon the customer. And as far as content, let's let Visual Studio create an edit-based content page or view. So now we have that in place, let's start to look at model binding. So the next thing to set up our model binding examples, let's go over to the controller. And let's get this page working, and we'll assume that what happens when you go into this page is it goes into the edit mode by default. And remember, we strongly type the view of the type customer from our model, so we need to pass an empty customer down into the page when it loads. So let's dimension a local variable. And we'll do that as an instance of the customer. And then we're going to go down here into the view. And what we're going to do, let me just go to the IntelliSense so you can see what we're going to be passing down. And there we go. We're going to pass in the view name as a string, and in that case it's edit. And then the model would be our customer. There we go. So let's just take a quick look at this, make sure we have everything correct. We'll open up the page, and here we do get it in the edit mode. So now our page works, but what's going to happen when we click that Save button after entering the customer information is it's going to post right back here to this index action that we have in our controller. And that won't do us much good because that's just going to create a new customer and return us back to the edit page, so we wouldn't actually be saving on our information. So what we can do is this. Let me just copy this, and we're going to create a corresponding action. And let me just do one of these. And what we're going to do in this one is we're going to put the HTTP post attribute in here. And what this will do is this action will then be called when the page posts back. And it needs a view. And for the moment, let's just put edit in here like this. Oops, we misspelled view. Let me just correct that. And then since we're posting back after saving, what we need here is we need to have a customer as a local variable, as a parameter, I should say. That'll come in like that. So now what's going to happen in this action, and let me just put a little comment in here, is we're going to get the customer information from the form on the web page back as a customer instance of the customer object. Then we might put in save data here. So you'd save it out to your database. And then let's just say we do one of these. And after you save it, create a new instance of the customer class. And then we pass it in like we did before. Just kind of a quick and dirty way to do this edit page. And I see here, let's just go right. We don't need to dimension it because we're passing it inbound. All right, like that. And we will just go in here, give it that. And now what would happen is it would just reinstantiate our customer and send it back out so we get a blank edit page. So let's take a look at what happens on this page at this point with this much code. So let's take a look at this page in action. Let me put a couple breakpoints, one in each of the two actions that we've created. We'll open up the page in debug mode. And when the page goes through its rendering process, what we should see here is we'll hit that first breakpoint in the initial version of the index action. And there we are. It creates a new customer, goes into the edit mode. We'll let it just go on from here. Now here's our page. Let me just enter a little information. And Redmond is the city, and the country we'll just put USA. Now we'll click save and it's going to post back, but because we have the HTTP post attribute up here, it's going to our second version of the index action. And let me hover over the instance of the customer parameter, which is coming inbound here. And you can see that it's populated with the values that we have on our form, yet we didn't have to do anything to get that data on the form bound to our inbound customer object instance here in the index action. So what's happening behind the scenes is MVC is automatically binding the form data to the instance of the customer class. Let me shut this down and let's take a look in a little more detail at what's going on there and actually how you have some control over what happens when that form data comes back and populates, in this case, the instance of your model object, the customer class. So what's happening in the automatic binding of our form data to our customer parameter here in the index action is that MVC is able to match up the properties to the form fields because they're all named the same. For example, if we go over here into our edit view, you can see we have the name for the text boxes, first name, last name, etc. And if we go over to our customer class, you can see those property names are the same. So it's just doing a match between the form value names and the properties of the object. Now you have some control over that process and you use what's called the bind attribute. So let's do a little sample of that. And what I'm going to do is copy and paste this function down here. And the only reason I'm doing this is I want to comment out the original one so when you get the sample source code, you have the kind of plain vanilla version of the binding that's entirely automatic. And then down here, we're going to use the bind attribute. So what we do is put the bind attribute right in here. And you can see what it takes is a list of exclude and include property names as a string. And we'll come back to prefix in just a few minutes. So let's do an include. And let's say we only want to include the city from the form value into the customer property or customer object. So we'll go like this. And now what's going to happen is that only the city is going to be bound. So let me take the breakpoint off the old action there. Let's put it right down here on this one. Now let's open up the page and take a look at it. So when we get the page up here, what I'm going to do is fill out all four fields, and then we'll come back at the breakpoint and we'll see which of those fields have been populated in our inbound customer object. So we come in here first to the first time through when we're just populating the form initially. We create that new instance of the customer class. And then the form comes up. And let's fill out some names here. And again, we'll just put the same date we had before. Redmond and country of USA. Now let's save it. We're back in here to our index for the post only. And let's hover over the customer parameter right here. And look at this, and you can see that country, first name, and last name were not automatically mapped to the corresponding properties in the customer class instance, just the city was. So that shows how this bind attribute with the include only maps the city. So let's just do one more simple example. Let's put a, there we go. Let's take this and let's include country in that, so then we should get two of them. Let's take a quick look at that. And so we'll cycle through our first index action. There's the first one, we'll keep going. There's the form. Let's just fill everything out again. Hit save. Back over here, let's hover over customer. And you can see we get both the city and the country. So that's an example of using multiple parameters in terms of what you want to include in the binding process. And exclude obviously works in the opposite fashion. Let's do a quick example of that just so you have it in the sample source code. Once again, I'm going to copy, paste, comment out so you have everything. And now let's go down in here. Let's say exclude, and we'll just leave that way. Now let me just take the breakpoint out, move it down here, and let's start it up and fill the form out again. There, keep going. There's a form. Go down. Just put the information in. Save. Back into our breakpoint. And now, what's happened is the opposite. We have first name, last name, but no city, country. So you can use this approach to either on one or many of the actions that you're binding objects to, you can control what gets bound and what doesn't get bound. So now let's take a look at the prefix. So by default, the prefix in our bind attribute is blank, and what that means is that it just binds the straight name, in this case, first name, last name, city, and country, to the corresponding properties. However, if we set the prefix, it works a little bit differently. So let's go down here, copy, paste once again, so we have all the code, comment out the old one, and now let's go down into our bind attribute. Get rid of the exclude. We're not going to do that at all. And what we're going to do is go prefix, colon equals, and let's put demo in there. Now we'll move our breakpoint down, open up, fill out the form, and see what we get. Into our initial one, we'll pass by that. Up comes our form. Let's just fill out that information once more. Hit save, and let's hover over our customer inbound parameter, and notice that it's nothing, because what happened here is that by designating that the prefix is demo, we didn't get any information bound to our customer object down here. So the prefix is added to the name of the form field. For example, it was looking for demo.firstname. And we didn't have anything, we just had straight first name, so nothing was bound. So now let's do it one more way. Let's just stop this. And let's go in here, and we're going to go over to our edit. Now I'm going to change all of these, and just remember when you get the sample source code that I put these in here. Oops, demo dot, there we go. Let's just leave that first one there, and we'll go back over here. And you know what, I'm going to go up here, I'm going to get rid of that first breakpoint so we don't keep hitting that. There we go. So let's scroll down, and we'll start up, take a look at this, and let's see what we get this time. And we'll quickly fill out our data. Hit save. Back over and let's see if we have anything. Now look, we have a customer bound this time, and the only thing that's bound is first name. And the reason is because we put that prefix on the first name text box. So I stop, go down here. And what I'm going to do, just so this doesn't mess you up when you get the sample source code, so I'm going to go in here, let me just copy that, paste that, and comment that out. There, just put that another line, and then we'll go back into this one, we'll take out the demo prefix. So I'll go like that, I'll go over here, and I'm just going to make a little note here for you, and I'm just going to say need to uncomment demo prefix in edit.aspx, and that'll remind you what's going on here between the use of the prefix and the form fields on the page. So this has been a look at how model binding works in MVC applications. As you can see, it's quite powerful and quite flexible, and you can just inherently bind by matching the property names in your class to the form field names on your form. Or if you want, you have more control using the bind attribute, which we did several examples of, include, exclude, and prefix. So I encourage you to download the sample source code that comes with the video and use it as a basis for learning and implementing the model binding in your own MVC sites. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on model binding in MVC applications.